Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma Daf Pei Vav Amud Bet, in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the various aspects of Tshuva. And in the middle of that discussion, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan. G'dola Tshuva Shmurechet Shnotav Shel Adam. Tshuva is great in that it makes your life long. Shmar Veshuv Rasham Yishato Chayo Yechia. When he does Tshuva, he will live. The notion is that he will live a long life, and that is again from the passage in Yechezkel Yudchet. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rav Mishmei de Rabbi Bar Mari. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a saying in the name of Rabbi Bar Mari. Look how different God is than people. With the people, if somebody insults somebody else with words, he might be appeased, he might not be appeased. If he is appeased, will he be appeased by words? Maybe not. Maybe you'll need to buy him something. Man sins in private. And God is appeased with words. The pasuk in Hosea, bring words and return to God. And God considers this a good thing. And it's considered as if he brought a korban. We will let our lips bring as if it were parim. Shema demar parei chova. I might think this just counts as parei chova. Later in the parash, that passage of Yeshua Yisrael, I love them with nidava. So it's considered as if a voluntary offering. Tanya, Arme Omer, Gdolat Tshuva, Shibishvil Yachid Shasat Tshuva Mochlim Lechol Olam Kulo. When an individual does Tshuva, God forgives the whole world. Shema Pramah Shuva Tam, Ohavim Dava Kishav Api Mimenu. Mimenu means from him. So I will love them because my anger is withheld from him. Mehem Lonamar Ela Mimenu. Now let's see what about Tshuva is. Rabbi Yehuda can go on Shabbat liyado dvar v'ira pam mishono shniha v'yitzal himena. He is tempted by the same sin once or twice and a second time and doesn't violate it. Mach Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda commenting on that said, be'ota isha be'oto perak be'oto makom. Meaning, it's, let's say, he sinned with a particular woman, it has to be the same woman is available to him at the same point in his life, in the same location, so it's not an issue of social opprobrium or fear or age or anything else, but it's simply tshuva that has kept him, and the Rambam, of course, explicates that quite clearly in Hilchot Tshuva. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Rami. Rav brought a contradiction. K'tiv, ashrei nesui pashak sui chata. Happy is he is one who keeps his chataim private. And then it says that one who covers his sins will not succeed. If his sin is public, then he has to publicly confess. But if not, then it's not a good idea. If it's a sin between man and God, they keep it private. But between man and man, he should publicize and say, I hurt this fellow and I'm sorry, etc. Person sins for the first time, they forgive him from heaven. The first three times he's forgiven. But the fourth time he sins, then he's not forgiven. And of course that's part of Amos's famous series, which repeats eight times, that for the sins, the three sins of Damasek, and Azza, and Sor, etc., and of Israel, and on the fourth one, I won't forgive them. The notion is that he forgives for the first three times. God works with a man two or three times. Why add that pasuk? Maybe God only forgives the community three times, but not an individual. I'll be achid, lo, but an individual not. This is what God does with the individual. After that, finish the marshal shapiche sova arba alu ashivenu, but for the fourth one, I will not forgive them. Tana Rabbanan. We are now a famous bright. If you confessed for your sins this Yom Kippur, do not confess another year. But if you did them again, then you do have to confess again. But if you didn't repeat them, but just repeat those sins, but you confessed again, a fool repeating his folly is like a dog going back to his vomit, and that's what this is like. So Yaakov Mer Koshken Shemeshuvah. He said the opposite. It's a good thing. Shneimar Kif Shai Ani Edav Chatati Nagdi Tamid. David says after sin of Batsheva, my sin is always facing me. So what do I do with that other pasuk? Famous heter of Rav Huna. Once Rav Huna said, once a person sins once and repeats it, then it becomes mutar. It's mutar. He thinks that it's mutar. And that's what Kechel of Shaval Kiyo, not that repeating the Vidu is a bad idea, but repeating the sin is. So, Echli Frot at Achet. When you confess, you have to say exactly what you did. Shema Anachata Amazachata Agdullah Sulam Elohe Zahav. When Moshe asked forgiveness from Bnei Israel, he says, this people sinned a great sin, and they made a golden idol. To Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. Kiva Omer, Ashrei Nisui Pashak Sui Chata. Then he quotes the Pasuk from Tehillim Lamed Bet. Happy is when it keeps it covered, which means just say we sinned without saying the specifics. So why did Moshe say that? Here it's not because he's identifying the particular chait, but rather he is turning tables around and blaming God for the sin, because you're the one who gave us all that gold, and that's why they made this idol. Israel had two great leaders, Moshe and David. Moshe Amar, Yikatev Surchani. Let my sin be written, Shenamar Yan lo hemante bi lahaktisheni. That it says explicitly in the Torah, where Moshe sinned, at the rock in Parshat Chukat. David Amar, I Yikatev Surchani. David says, I don't want my sin to be written, Shenamar Ashrein Nesui Peshach Sui Chata, in Tehillim, happy is one whose sins are not revealed. Mashal the Moshe David the Madav Adam. What's this like? L'shtei nashim shalaku beit din. Two women were punished in beit din. Achad kilkalav, achad achla pagei shvit. One was adulterous, and the other one ate food from shvit, which is a far less of a sin. Amar le notash achla pagei shvit. The one who did the far smaller sin said, "Vakasha mikem hodio ma yiloka. Please tell everybody why she's suffering." Shlo yemru amash zuloka zuloka, so they wouldn't think that I'm guilty of the same thing. So they took these shvit fruits and put them around her neck. And they announced she's suffering because she's punished because she ate from shvit, and therefore everyone knows it's not for the same thing. So in the same way, Moshe's sin was far less grievous than David's. It was adultery and murder, etc. It was very bad. And therefore, Moshe's sin is publicized. The chanefim that we're talking about here, is really sort of hypocrites, people who appear to be tzaddikim but aren't. We publicize it because otherwise it's a chilul Hashem. Because here the pasuk says again in Yechezkel on that same passage, when a tzaddik goes back from being a tzaddik and does evil, and then I'm going to put an obstacle in front of him. Shuvata muchlatin ma'akevet apuranut pishnachtam alav gzar din shel puranut. Shuvata muchlatin means people who are absolute evil people, their tshuva can really keep, if they do some tshuva, then it can at least keep the punishment away. Obviously, even though they had a gzar din written, shalvat rishayim sofat takala, the peace and tranquility of rishayim ends up being a bad thing. Rashut mekaberet et baaleha, being involved with the government or leadership ends up burying anybody who's involved. Arom nichnasta, arom yetzei mimena, you come in naked and you leave naked. Halavai, you should at least get out as without sin or more sin as you came in. Rav kavinafik lemedan dina amarachi. When Rav would go in to act as a dayan, he would say bitzvu nafshe lektala nafik. He said, "I'm going out intentionally and willingly and accepting the fact that I'm going out to die." Utzvu beite leitu aved. Alright, and I'm going empty to my house, Reikan Levete Asil. I'm going to my house that way, Uvaishte Biakitsiya. Meaning he said, this is like death, and I hope that I just come out of this as sinless as when I came in. Rava Kiavinafik Ladina Marhaki, when Rava would go out to judge, he would say, Bitzvu Nafshe Liktola Nafik. With my own will, I'm going out to my own death. Utsvu beite leitu aved, right? And I'm not doing what my house wants. Reikan leveite azal. I'm going empty-handed. Levaishtei biakitzia. Same thing. Chavichazi ampuha abatre amar. when he would see a row of people following him, he would say, "Im yalel Hashem siyov roshola eight ba'av yagia goenetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo." His passage from Iyov, meaning that somebody who goes up to a high place, sometimes he ends up falling down. So he shouldn't get too haughty about it. Rav Zutra kev machat filei b'shabta derigla. Rav Zutra, when people would come around him and push him on the Shabbat of the regal, v'amar, nolam chosim nezer l'dor v'dor. This protection is not forever. How do we understand this pasuk? So it could be, you shouldn't look at it's bad to look at a rasha. Here it means that for rasha'im having a good time and are being favored in this world is not good for them. Achav was favored in this world by all of his courtiers. It wasn't good for him. Because the one thing that saved Achav was after the story of Kerem Navot, when Achav shows humility before God. And it's good for tzaddikim that they don't get favored in this world. Told Moshe, Moshe didn't get any special favors in this world. Got punished for one small act. Had you had the full trust or whatever it is that was wrong, we don't really know, at Kadesh, then their time would not have even come to leave this world. So happy are tzaddikim. They gain in the merit, and they get merit for their children and all their generations. Aaron had many sons who should have died like Navin Avihu. Shemar hanotarim, Navin Avihu, Elazar and Itamar are the remainder, meaning they also should have been burned. Al shamadam zchut avim, they had the zchut of Aaron. Oilam l'rishayim l'dan shmachavim atzman shmachavim l'vnei v'neim atzof kol adorot. Woe to the rishayim that not only that they hurt themselves, but they create debt or obligation for all of their children. Harbei banim hayu l'chanan shurin l'tzamech. Canaan had sons who could have been good, even rabbis, Katavi, Avdoshul Megamliel, famous stories about Tavi, the brilliant Evan. Ela Shechovat Avim Garalahan, but Canaan messed up, and therefore as a result they're all slaves. Kovazakat Rabim in Chet Baal al Yado, anybody who creates Zchut for the Rabim will not have sin come to him. V'chol ha-machtiyat ha-rabim, anybody who causes the public to sin, kim'at ein maspikim yadol so tshuva, he almost can't himself do tshuva in any case. Kol mazaket ha-rabim 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 ha-rabim. Somebody who's mazaket ha-rabim, so all of his students and all his followers in Gan Eden, so the heaven wants to make sure he doesn't sin, so they shouldn't end up in a better place than he. Shemar ki lo tazov nafshid shol titen chasidcha l'rot shachat. Anybody who causes others to sin, we don't let him do tshuva for the opposite reason. We don't want him to be in Gan Eden while his followers are in Gan. We don't want to support him. Okay, back in the Mishnah, we said, a person plans to do tshuva and says, I'll sin and do tshuva. We don't let him do tshuva. Why does the Mishnah say it twice? Again, the famous quote-unquote heter Rav Huna. A person says, I'll sin and Yom Kippur will take care of it. That doesn't work. Remember what Rabbi said. Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. The answer is no. Afilu tema Rabbi. Rebbe would agree with that, because agav shani, meaning Rebbe would agree that if a person deliberately says that I'm going to sin and Yom Kippur will clean it up, then Yom Kippur really doesn't work. If he sins and he didn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, all right, then Yom Kippur still works according to Rebbe. All right, averot sheben adam lamakom. So Rami le Rav Yosef Rachavu le Rabbi Avahu. He brought a challenge. Averot ben adam lechaveron Yom Kippur mechaper. Is it true that averot between people Yom Kippur does not cleanse? Tivim yachata ish le ishu filo Elohim. When Eli speaks to his sons and he says, if one person hurts another person, then God can intervene. But if a man hurts God, who's going to intervene? It sort of turns things inside out. So the answer is man Elohim dayana. So he says, oh, who's Elohim? That's the dayan. I mean, you have to go to court. But the end of Eli's statement is, but if you sin against God, because Eli's sons had done both, really, then who's going to intervene for him? So now we interpret Eli's words as follows. If a man sins against a person and then he makes up with him, then God will forgive him. But if you sin against God, then you don't have another person intervene, but rather your own tshuva and masim tovim. If you insult somebody, even just with words, you have to appease him. Shemar bini imarafta leecha takat hazak kavach nakashri efecha. So therefore, bini imatzal kivat amachaf reecha lechi topes rohav reecha. And this whole passage in Mishlei, where it's really talking about if you made a commitment to somebody and then you don't fulfill it, you have to go appease him. But here it's understood as meaning if you insulted somebody. So what does hitrapes mean? If you owe him money, then open up your hand. If not, then bring friends. You have to bring three groups of three people as a delegation. If you're asking someone to forgive you, don't ask more than three times. This is when Moshe asked forgiveness. If the person who you hurt died, then you bring 10 people, and you bring them to the grave. I sinned against God and against this fellow. And ask Mechila. We have a minhag, of course, to ask a mechila of somebody at their burial. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, they milta the Rabbi Abba Bahadei. They had a fight. Azal eitei vadasha the Rabbi Abba. He sat in front of Rabbi Abba's door. He had insulted him. Bahadei deshadya amte maya. When the chambermaid threw out some of the dirty water, matas arzifei de maya reisha. Some of the drips fell on his head. Amar asauni kashba. They're treating me like a dung pile. Karnavshe miashpot yarim evyon. Alright, that he lifts up the poor from the dung pile. Rabbi Abba Manafik Lapei, Rabbi Abba heard and came out, Amar Lehashta Tzurich Man Lemefak Adatach. Now I have to make up with you, Dichtiv Lechit Opezor Havreyacha. Rabbi Zerak, Rabbi Le Milta Bahadi Inish Havichali Vatanim the Kameh Mamtzile. When he would have a problem with somebody, he would make sure to be near the person and sort of available to him. And Nativ Nefuk Lemidate, so the person should come and ask forgiveness. Rav Havili Milta Bahadi Ahu Tabacha. Rav had a problem with a particular shochet who had sinned against him. The shochet didn't come to him. Now Rav wanted to help this guy out, so Malad Yom Kippur Amar Yehu. So Rav said, "Ezel Anilafu Yisilei. I'm going to go and be in front of him, so he may be fayes." Pagav Ravuna. Ravuna met him and said, "Amar Lecha Kazilmar. Where is my Rebbe going? Amar Lefu Yisilei Plonya to make up with him." Amar Ezel Abba Lemikdal Nafsha. So he said, "You're going to kill somebody, right? Because you go and he doesn't make up with you, then you've really put him in a bind." So he stood in front of him, and the guy was breaking apart the bones of a skull of an animal. Dali Einav Achazi Amarle Abbaat. He looked up and saw Rav Abba. That was his name. Zil lately miltavadach. I got nothing to say to you. So as he was doing that, the bones broke and one hit him in the head and killed him. So Rav really did cause this. Rav Vasek Sidra Kame de Rebbe. Rav was studying Tanakh in front of Rebbe. This is now when Rav was much younger and a student of Rebbe. Ayil Ata Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, who was Rav's uncle, came in. And Ayil Bar Kapra Hadar L'Reshe. Out of the Resha, Ayah Bar Kapra, out of the Resha. Bar Kapra then came in, and Ruchia came in, and Rav went back to the beginning. Bar Kapra then came in, another student of Rebbe, and Rav went back to the beginning. At Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Rabbi's son came in, out of the Resha, went back to the beginning. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina, the prize student of Rebbe. Amar Kulei Haine, out of Ranzel, do I have to go back again? Lo Hadar. So this time he didn't go back and start from the beginning. Ikpid Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina was upset, they go back for everybody else, but not for me. Rav now had to make up with Rabbi Chanina. Azal Rav legabe tleisa mala yom de kippuri. For 13 Yom Kippurs, on every Yom Kippur he came to him. V'loi fayis, Rabbi Chanina wasn't mollified. V'echi avid hachi, how could Rabbi Chanina behave that way? Rabbi Yosef Chanina, kesh matzme chavirov, v'kesh mani yotem shalosh pamim. So how could Rav come to him so many times? Rabbi Yosef Chanina said, only go three times. The answer is Rav Shani. Rav is different because he was very careful to try to to make up and get an and apologize. But how could Rabbi Chanin behave this way? Anybody who forgoes his own rights, meaning his own privileges, as it were, or his own stance, then they forgive him from heaven, and he should have been easy to appease. The answer is Rabbi Chanin had a dream, and he had a dream that Rav was being hung up on a tree. And the rule was, if you had a dream like that, that somebody was being hung up in a tree, it means they were going to be the head of a yeshiva. So he said, so clearly, Rav is supposed to be some very important guy. So I'm not going to make up with him, so he'll know to leave. He'll go to Bavel, and there the dream will be fulfilled, and Rav will become, who Rav actually became, the head of the yeshiva in Surah and the greatest chacham in Bavel. Okay, we'll pause here and pick it up with our final podcast, Masechet Yoma, and look at the mitzvah of Vidui Yom Kippur. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.